Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This is episode number 150, which is insane. And this milestone couldn't have come at a worse time because today was the most stressful day at work. To be honest, it was not like the most stressful, but in the end, it got kind of frustrating because I think in my last episode, I talked about the fact that as a designer, you don't necessarily rely on creativity, which is, of course, I'm proven wrong the moment I say something like that, because of course there are some things that require your creativity, and it doesn't work well under pressure, the creativity, and neither do I. So today was really stressful, and I wish I could muster up something to make this episode really, really special and the milestone it deserves to be. But honestly, I don't know what to talk about other than the fact that it's really hard to... I'm kind of lost in thoughts. On top of everything else, I'm kind of lost in thought because yesterday I had the worst day emotion-wise. I was really emotionally drained, and you know, when you're a woman and your hormones kick in and you're reminded of things that weren't so good, and it just came together and I just started crying, and it's, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of off today as well. But yeah, there is no real but. On top of that, one thing I thought of was actually Berserk. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's an anime and manga series, and let me tell you, it gets to you. I never planned on actually releasing an episode about it, but I might actually talk about it in my next one, I don't know. But this episode is going to be dedicated to a topic I touched on, I think, a couple of episodes ago when I just said this deserves its own episode. And by this, I mean the topic of luck versus fate. Because I said I don't believe in luck, and I really don't. Or I should say I don't believe in coincidence. So I do think that everything that happens, I believe in cause and effect. And if you do that and if you think it through, it just means that literally anything that happens has a cause. And on top of that, I really believe that God and the universe and life have our backs, and that things like synchronicities, which are situations or things that happen that seem like a coincidence but aren't, you know, something that's just too good to be true, is kind of the very, very short summary of a synchronicity in my opinion. But yeah, those things kind of keep happening if you are on the right track, and they show you that you are, and that's so beautiful. And so yeah, I don't really believe in coincidence, and I don't believe in luck per se, but I do believe in fate. However, I stumbled upon this quote by Carl Gustav Jung, and it says, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate." Which hits really hard, because if you think about it, how many things are there in our lives that we do on autopilot, or that we think just quote unquote have to be that way? When in reality, those are just things from our subconscious or unconscious that we aren't aware of that are directing our decisions and our lives and the way we live. And that's just scary to a certain degree, that if you don't think enough about what's going on in your life and what's happening to you and why, you're kind of a victim, so to say. I don't want to say victim, but you're kind of dependent on a certain view of your life. And not just a certain view, but a certain type of experience, and probably experiences that keep happening. So I could give you a really good example from my dating life. And I think that in dating and love and the types of partners and dates we draw into our lives are really just mirrors and such amazing ones that show us what's going on inside of us and how high our self-worth is and what we think about ourselves and how we deal with boundaries and our own value and the things we value and our standards and all this stuff that people keep mentioning that are so important. It all gets thrown into your face if you're dating someone, and that's kind of interesting. And I'm not saying that like those things are easy or it's easy to find the perfect match for you, but it becomes easier, I think, when you just keep noticing the patterns in your life. Yeah, so luck or fate, I'm definitely on the fate side, but I would say that we all have a free will, and the most important thing to keep in mind is that no matter what happens, you always have the freedom to act and to act according to your values and your standards and your own convictions. Yeah. I don't know if that was boring or not. Maybe I should share more from my boring life, but there's nothing to share. It's really just me working, and I get up in the morning 1 hour before I have to be at work because I need so much sleep. So yeah, then I stay in bed for 15 minutes or longer, which is insane. I get dressed and ready within 10 minutes. Then I go out. It takes me about 25 minutes to go to work, which is a luxury, really. But then I'm at work, and then I come home. Usually takes me longer to get home than the other way around because I usually wait for the bus for such a long time. See, I told you my life is boring. Then I get home, I eat, I shower, I record a podcast episode sometimes, and then I feel like I want to watch some TV, and then I fall asleep on the couch and I get up randomly at some point, and that's when I go to sleep for real. So my life consists of maybe 1 hour of actual free time, and that's about it. And it's kind of sad. I'm not complaining, but it's sad. I think there is no one out there who wouldn't agree with me that that's actually sad. Despite the fact that it's a first world problem and a first world experience, it's sad. So, yeah. And I never wanted to be one of those who live for the weekend. And I'm determined not to be one of those people, but I'm figuring things out. Let's put it that way. And there must be another way for me to like make money and live a life that is actually decent and more fitting for me. And I'm determined to figure that out. So I'll let you know if something changes. And I got socks from Amazon, and the quality is really not so good, but they say I don't give a fuck. And I kind of like that. So I think that's a great way to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, I'd be really happy if you rated my podcast wherever you are listening. And if you subscribe, that would be super cool. Thank you so much in advance. And I will catch you on Monday. Bye.